Okay, so we're on. We're going to start. We're on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Today's Daf Samach Beis. We're on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. And the Gemara is talking about whether or not we were choshesh that an Amaretz or somebody else would switch the food or switch the pikadon that you gave to them in order, and then switch it with something that's tamei, and switch the taro stuff with something that's tamei. So the Gemara brought down two cases where it seemed to say that seemed to prove that they are choshesh to, we are choshesh that they switch. One was by the mother-in-law, and one was by the achsanya. In both cases, we said no. There was a reason there, specific reasons in there why we were choshesh for them to switch. Whether they wanted to be machshiv the son-in-law, they wanted to be machshiv the talmidim. That's why they would switch. But really, Ba'alma, you're not choshesh. We're not choshesh that they're going to switch. So the Gemara now, 5 lines in the bottom, asks, Vakati la'alma lo chashinon. Are we still going to say that we're not choshesh for a person to make the switch, even if it's not in by the mother-in-law or by the dormitory case, I guess? Vahatanya, we learn in a brisa, eishes chaver. Okay, you have a wife of a chaver, right? So she's netman on the maestros. She's netman to take maestros. So she, the brisa says, Tochenes im Eishes Amaretz. She can grind. She can help the Eishes Amaretz grind her wheat. Bezman shehi, but only at a time when the Eishes Chaver is Tameya. Only the time the Eishes Chaver herself is Tamei, because since she's Tamei, she's not rugged to touch. She knows she's Tamei. She's not going to touch anything. She's not rugged to touch the Haros. Therefore, there's no chash that she's going to take the Amaretz's food stuff and put it in her mouth. But remember, the Amaretz is kosher on Maestros, so the stuff isn't Musar yet. So there's a chash that maybe she's going to put it in her mouth, but since the Eishes Chaver, or in Samach Aleph Amud Beis, about 4 or 5 lines to the bottom, so the Hatanya Eishes Chaver Tochenes Im Eishes Amah Aretz Bezman Shehi Tmeya, Aval Lo Bezman Shehi Tahora. But if the Eishes Chaver is Tahor, then we say she should not grind with the foodstuff with the Amah Aretz, because maybe she'll forget, because she's Tahor, and she's going to think that the stuff is kosher, and she's going to put it in her mouth, but it's, the Amah Aretz's food is not Musar yet. But Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer Af is Man Shehi Tameya Lo Titchon. Even when she's Tamei, right? She still shouldn't be grinding with the Eishes Am Aretz. Why? Mipnei Shechaverta, because the Am Aretz No Senes Lo VeOchelas. The Am Aretz is going to give her from the food and have her eat. So he's going to give her from the food. So what's the problem with that? The problem is that it's not her food, right? But you see that the Am Aretz is Chashuda for taking the food of her husband, the Eishes Am Aretz is chashuda for taking the food of her husband and giving it to her friend. So the Gemara says, Hashda Mignav Ganva Chilufalo Michlafa. It's a weird thing, but they're saying that she's choshes for stealing from her husband. Of course, so you have to be choshes for that. That's why Rav Shimon says you can't grind with her. So of course, she should be choshes for switching if somebody else deposits the food via her. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Yosef, Hasam Nami there also by this case. It's by the mamon of her baal, so it's different. So it's Moriah of Amra Torah Mitzvah Achel. She said, "Listen, the halacha is that if her husband was walking in the fields with the shore, now that it's lo sachem shore b'disha, you can't muzzle the shore when he's working, so the shore's allowed to eat the food. So she's more hetter. So to me, I'm working here to make the food for him. Therefore, it's mutter for me to eat it." So it's not that she's choshesh for Geneva. She thinks that she's allowed to do it in this case. So she thinks that she's allowed to give it in this case. She's not choshesh for Geneva. She's not going to be choshesh. She's not going to be chashuda. Sorry, she's not going to be chashuda on making the switch. Okay. Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan Achiv, She'amar Mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Chisma. They said, Ein chalas, right? Ain osin chalas am aris batara. We're talking about this case about a gabo, a guy who makes, the baker involved in kneading the dough. So this baker, whose livelihood is to knead the dough, he should not be megabel the chalas am aris batara. If he's tahor, we're gonna go according to Rashi. A lot of Rishonim will explain it differently, but we're gonna go according to Rashi. Rashi says ain osin chalas am aris batara. What does Rashi say? The third line. Am Aretz Amar Lagabel Chaver. Am Aretz tells this Gabel who's a Chaver, meaning that he's careful. Hefresh Chala Misasi. Take Mafresh the Chala from my dough. Laaseh Oso B'Tahara. And since you're Tahara, you take care of it and do it B'Tahara. Lo Yishmalo. The Chaver Gabel shouldn't listen to him. Sharei Kvar Nitma Kola Isa B'Yad Am Aretz. The isa is already tame. And what's going to happen? The kohen yismok al gabal shu chaver v'yisaver shechal tahora. So the gabal is going to take out the chal. He's going to do all what's supposed to be done. He's going to give it back to the amaretz. The kohen is going to know that this gabal was the one who was mafresh chala. So the kohen is going to think that everything was done, but everything was done kosher. But really the chal was tar to begin with. It was tame to begin with. So if the chal was tame to begin with, the kohen can't eat it. So that's why they say chalas amaretz ein osin chalas amaretz b'tahara. But if it's already in the stages beforehand, before it became dough, and then you can do it b'tahara. What's that case? That's the chavers are let us make the dough to begin with if he's tahor. And what do you do then? V'notel heimena, and then you take away a piece. Kidei chala, you take off the chala. Menicha b'kefisha o b'anchusa, and you put them in these kalim that aren't mekabel tum. I think there's some sort of leather kalim. I'm not sure what the definition is. There's some sort of leather kalim that aren't mekabel tum. You put the chala in this thing. So now the chala is in this kali that's not mekabel tum. If it's not going to be mekabel tum, then there's no problem for the kohen to take it from the amaretz, even though the amaretz is usually tamei, right? So menicha b'kefisha o b'anchusa ukesheba amaretz litol. And when the Amaretz comes to take the challah to give it to the Kohen, no teleshnehen, he takes the Isa Chulin and the Isa the challah to the clay, the Eino Choshesh, and the Gabal doesn't have to be Choshesh, that the Amaretz is going to be touch the challah in the clay and make it tame, therefore, and have a problem for the Kohen. So that's what you're allowed to do. So again, Rashi says, the Eino Choshesh HaGabal Shema Yiga Amaretz B'challah Vitam Enav will come in Mefarish time. We're going to explain the reason why you're allowed to do this in a minute. Then the Gemara now brings a second very similar case. Ein osin truma zeisa b'tahara. The same thing, just this comes tied, this talks about a case of a chaver whose job is to press the olives. So we say, ein osin truma zeisa b'tahara. Again, if the Amma Aretz asks the person, the guy who's osik in the zeisa, you cannot take the truma, even if the Amma Aretz says you do it b'tahara. Why? Again, Rashi says, la'acha shahafak zeisim, after you already took off the zesim to give it now to the press, the pressers who are chaverim, you can't be mafresh truma mehen lasosu b'tahara. They're already hooked on the tumba when they come out. They got wet already. The zeya came out on them. They became wet already. So it's hooked on the kabel tumba. So these zesim are already tamei. These zesim are already tamei, and the chaver presser. The guy who presses the olives with the cover, the Kohen is going to think, oh, it was done b'tahara, I can then eat it. So Gemara says, again, ein osin truma zesa b'tahara, aval osim zesa b'chuya. But if he's going to deal with the zesim to begin with, before they're picked off, before the hooks of the kabbal tuma, then you can do it. V'notel hemene kidei truma, and while he's doing it, he takes off some truma, u'meinicha b'kelim shel chaver, and he puts it in chaver type of kelim. Gemara's going to ask what those are. He puts it in chaver type kelim, which are tar, and then u'kishabaretz litol, and when the amaretz comes to take the truma and give it to the kohen, notel eshdeim, he takes the chulim, which is in one kli, and he takes the truma in the other kli, v'enel choshesh, and the chaver's not choshesh, that the amaretz is going to touch the truma. So the Gemara asks, okay, the time am I. What's the reason why we're allowing, in these cases, we're allowing the chaver to do this? Isn't there a possibility that the amaretz is going to touch the food stuff, and it's going to become tameh, and then he's going to give it to the kohen, and the kohen's going to have this tameh truma, or this tameh challah. So the time am I, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Kedei Chayav. It's a parnasa issue. Mishum Kedei Chayav the Gabo, Mishum Kedei Chayav the Vadad. Because they need to make a parnasa. If it's a far-fetched chash, then we're going to allow the gabal and allow the badad, the person who presses the olives, to make the parnasa. So the Gemara asks, so why do you need both cases? It's the same case both times. Why do you need both cases? Utricha, we need both cases. Why? The e ashmi inin gabal. If we only had the case of the guy who's kneading, mishum delo nafish agra, you would say, you know what? They didn't make a lot of money. It was a measly salary. They worked more on quantity than on quality. So they it took them a lot. They could make a parnasa. Mishum delo nafish agra. It wasn't a big salary. Aval badad nafish agra. He has a big salary. Aim low. Maybe they wouldn't. You wouldn't allow him to do it because he can have other people and make a salary from other places. He doesn't need this to make a parnasa. So therefore, you need both cases.
So let's just have the second case, which has the guy who has the big salary. Yeah, you may make a lot of money. The reason why he makes a lot of money is because it's not often that this comes up. It doesn't have a big business. It's his parnas is there every year because the zaysim is only probably seasonal, but baking is a yearly thing. It's constant. So mishum b'loshchiyachle aval gabal d'shchiyachle aim alone. Maybe say there was no heter. Therefore tzricha. Therefore you needed both cases. So Gemara says amamar, right? It said in the brisa that with the gabal who's being osik with the foods. You take the chala, umenicha bekvisha obanchusa, and you put it in these two types, in these kalim that are not mekabel tuma, ukesheba amaretz lito, and the amaretz comes to take it from the gabel, no teleshdehem. He takes both of them. And then it says, they ain't no choshesh, and we're not choshesh. The Gemara says, why not? Velechus nilma nagaba. Let's be choshesh, that maybe he opened the kalim and he touched the stuff, and he touched the thing, food, and it became tamei. The Gemara says, answers, Damrinan lei chazi inagat bar hajla tivla. We tell him that, listen, we did this over Tahara, right? If you touch the challah, it's going to become tevel again, which is not true. It's not the halacha. It's not going to become tevel again, it's going to become tameh. We tell him it's going to become tevel again, and therefore he's nizer not to touch it, because they're saying that Amaretz is choshes for Tumah v'Tahara, but he doesn't want to feed Tevel to the Kohen. But really, it's not true. The Ravaz brings down, it's just, we're just trying to scare him. To try to scare him, it's Ravaz and Hilkos Bikurim, Peruches, Alech Yedbez, that we're just trying to scare him, because we're just going to tell him something that he's choshes on. But really, it's not true. It doesn't become Tevel. So, the interesting halach, Shaila, based on that, are you allowed to sort of change the halacha, or try to lie a little bit to be mezaris somebody with mitzvahs? Here we're trying to be mezaris and he doesn't touch it. So we're warning him, don't touch it. What's the case that came up? You have the guy who wakes everybody up in the yeshiva. What's it called? The vekker? The vekker comes around. He can't get people to come up. So what does he do? He changes the clocks. He pushes the clocks forward. And then wakes everybody up. So it's like, I do it in my house all the time also. So it looks like it says 5:30, but it's really 5:20. So it's... Can he do that? Can he change it? So he brings it down to Kefitz Kovitz Oel. It says, because you the same a kodesh hineni mamuna lefrakim laoris atalmidim bashkamas aboker. It's my job to wake everybody up. Vayosha kodesh echem atalmidim mitrashel lakum. He doesn't get up. Im kain hineni rogila huzzes es milchuge hamoris shows kedim laoros kilo shamuerskavar. Change the hands of the clock to make it look like it's later. Vayadezel zaris atalmidim kimosel. Maybe they'll get up faster. Maybe there's a Gnevis Das involved here. So, right? Maybe even if I'm being Mekavim Dvar Mitzvah, maybe I can do it. So it goes back and forth, but even if you say that it's okay, you got to be very careful, because come Shabbos time, if the clock is 10 minutes, 15 minutes faster, and the guy looks at the clock and Moshe Shabbos, Shabbos is over. So I guess you have to kind of trick him every week. You have to make sure, I mean, if you do it yourself, that's one thing maybe, but he says, it's better to give them real mussar. But over here, by the Amorites, it seems that they gave him to tell them something that's not true. So the Gemara asks, so maybe he doesn't care. So you tell him he's going to touch the tevel, it's going to become tameh. Maybe he doesn't care. He says, "Hashta l'takuni kamikavein michpat lo ichpat le." The guy came to the chaver to take care of this stuff. Obviously, he cares about it. So just warn him again. Warn him again. What's going to happen? He cares about it. If he didn't care, he never would have come to begin with. So he obviously cares. Okay. So now we're talking about the second case that talked about the zaysim, Amar Mar, right? Notel hemenikidei teruma menechem bekelim shel chaver. You take the teruma, you put it in the kelim of a chaver. Ukeshava Amar Aris lito. When the Amar comes to take the teruma, notel shnei ve ein choshesh. Let's be choshes that maybe he touched the stuff. So bishlam ahasam over there by the case of the gavel isla hekera. There's a heker because one's in these leather bags and these other bags, right? Aval mahekeri islay, but hacha mahekeri islay. What's you just putting stuff in? One's in the keli of the chaver, one's in his kalim. The kalim look the same. So what's the difference? So he says no. The manichle bekele galolim klei avanim bekele adama. You put them in these type special kalim, stone kalim, or these earthenware kalim that are not mekabel tumah. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi, my ear the chaver, I feel Amar Eretz Nami." Why does it say that it has to be in the kelim of a chaver? Put in the kelim of Amar Eretz that are also like this that aren't mekabel tumah. What's the chiddush of saying a kelim of a chaver? So the Gemara says, "No, hachi namik amar." This is exactly what it says. Be kelim shel Amar Eretz haruuyim l'shtamish ben chaver. It's in the Amar Eretz's kelim that are roy for a chaver to use. Why are they roy for a chaver to use? Because they're not mekabel tumah. So there is a heker by there also, and you know that it's not going to be. You're not going to be mekabel. They're not going to be mekabel tumah. I can't the issue of being choshesh of being the chad on the chaver. So the Mishnah had said, "Machzikin yedei ovdei kachavim b'shvius." Right, you can be machzik the hands of the avodah kachavim who work the lands on shvius. So as of now, the havmi of the Gemara is that you'll have to help the guy do the work. So the Gemara says, "Vaha amar rabdimi bar shishna mishmei derav ein ojim ovdei kachavim b'shvius." You're not allowed to dig with the ovdei kachavim on shmita. And also, the Ein Kofid Shalom Lavodi Chavim. The Mishnah also said, you got to say Shalom to a Goy, Nedarke Shalom. It's enough to say it once, but you're not allowed to say it twice. You can't get Kofil Shalom. We're going to talk about that in a second. But here, how can the Mishnah say that Yemachsik Yidei Ovik Chavim Bishvius? Rav Dimi says you can't dig with him. So Gemara says, no, Lo Tzricha. That's the Mishnah's talking about, Lemeimel Hu Achzuka Ba'alma. It's to give him Shkoyach as he's working the land. You know, to say, keep it up, you're doing a good job. Kihad Rav Yehuda Amar Lahu, like Rav Yehuda said to this guy, Achzuku, he says, you know, be chazak. Rav Sheshes Amar Asharata, also a lashon of chizuk, that you should keep working the field. You're doing a great job. So Tosfos brings down discussion in the Chazanish. What's the story about work? A guy owns field in Eretz Yisrael. Can you really work? Can you work the field? So bring that. It could be toloi in the machlokas whether you say yesh kinyan b'yad avedi chavim lafki made shumas amayisros. Does the kinyan that the guy have in Eretz Yisrael, is that really enough to take it out of the Kedusha? So if it takes it out of the Kedusha, you can say that, maybe it takes it out of the Kedusha, you can say that that it's not, there's no Kedusha Eretz Yisrael on there, there's no Kedusha on the land, you can work, it belongs to the guy, you can help him work, right? But others say that maybe, or you could say that since there's the koach of even according to Chief, the koach is only to Makia Shuma Meisra, but by Shvius there's also an Isra on you to work the field. So maybe you can't work the field even if it belongs to the guy. It's a discussion with, I guess, with Shaykh this year, as you know, Shemitah this year. Okay. The Gemara, the Bryce had then said the Ain Kofim Shalom of Ovdei Kochavim. So you're not allowed to double up Shalom. Remember, Shalom is the Shem Hashem. There's a Shiloh in the posting. If the person's name is Shalom, can you say Shalom to him in the Beis Amerchatz? Because it's Shem Hashem. I'm sure Rabbi Raz was having a wonderful time discussing this on his name is Shalom. So the Ein Kofim Shalom Ovdei Kochavim. So Rav Chisda Makdim VeYahavilu Shaloma. Where Rav Chisda used to the custom was that if you said Shalom, if someone said Shalom to you first, and you responded, you were supposed to say Shalom, Shalom. You're supposed to say it twice. So now, what happens if the guy says Shalom to you first? So what did Rav Chisda do? He would preempt the whole issue, and he would simply Makdim Yivavu Shlama. He would mock him and say Shalom before them. So they wouldn't. So he wouldn't have to respond by saying Shalom, Shalom to them back. That's how the Ron explains. So if because if they asked you Shalom and you only said Shalom once back, then they're going to be, you'll be upset at you. Why don't you do what's supposed to do? You know, they said, hey, what up? You're supposed to answer. He didn't do it. So therefore he would preempt him. And Rav Kahana Amar Lu Shlama Lamar, he would simply say Shalom Lamar, and he would have in mind when he say Shlama Lamar, he would his kavana would be his Rebbe, right? His kavana would be his Rebbe. What does Rashi say there? Shlomo Lamar, it's towards the bottom. V'lo haya miskavin levarchu ela libo haya l'rabo. His libo would be to his friend, to his rebbe. So the Tosha doesn't like that because that's Geneva's das. How can you do that? So Tosha says that he would say b'kavana, but there's no iser because the iser is only to double it, not to give him two types of shlomo. So instead of responding shalom shalom, he would say shalom lamar. But he doesn't like Rashi because he's Shalom Lamar. You have Kavanah for somebody else. That looks like maybe some Gnevus Das. Anyway, this is how these two Gedolim got around of saying responding double to the guy. So there's a couple of shilas I saw in the Chashukei Chemed about saying Shalom to a guy. So he brings down a case of, let's say you have a Melech or a Sar or something like that who has the cross on them. Can you bow down? Right? Can you bow down in front of him? The king, the queen of England. Can you bow down in front of her? She wears the cross.
So he brings down from the Ramah in Yordei Asim and Kuf Nun Siv Gimel that it's usher to be mishtachav to them. But he says, the Ramah says that Yishim, there's some mekil because everyone knows that when you're bowing down, you're giving cover to the person, not to the item that they're wearing. And he brings down an interesting case. He says, Meister Sharoshi Hamemshal Brittany in England, in the Great Britain, Hichlitu Lahani Kasatora Lord, Larab Roshisha Medina Rab Jacobowitz, Lord Emmanuel Jacobowitz. They were gonna knight him to make him a lord. Right? But Achabala Satora Nasis Bibes Hamalucha. Right? It was done in the Queen's palace. The Khalak may attack who should circle Shachavas Lamaf, you have to bow down to her. But Noah Shah Malkamatika Tarsur Sasiv Arab. She has the cross on her. So what are you supposed to do? So he brings down from the Chazon Yecheskel, who was in England still at the time, that he should only go down on one leg, not a full Ishtachavit, just go down on one leg. But then he brings down another question. Let's say he brings a case, someone who's in a Catholic medical school. And the halacha in the medical school was, when you walked in, you were supposed to say, Good morning, Father. He says, Boker Tov Abba. So are you allowed to say Boker Tov Abba? So the Ramah in Yordea, Simon Kufnun Zion again, in what? Fordham was an issue. No, but I went to Fordham, and there were no fathers who there was a defrocked father, but there was no father who was none of the professors. And even if they were, they didn't make you. The only person who was called by the name was the guy who gave the Jewish law class, and they called him rabbi. But nevertheless, there wasn't a problem. So, but he says the Ramah brings down that you see from our thing that you can say Shlomo Lamar, just have Kavana Abbas, have Kavana for Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. But then he brings down from the Shach that the heter of the Ramah is only Mishum Sakhanas Nefashos. And really, it's not, in this case, Sakhanas Nefashos. He's just going to become a doctor or going to be in school. And the Maharshal is brought down as saying that only he could be Mater if for a Talmid Chacham. So the Chazuk Chemed is no tel lahachmir that you shouldn't really be allowed to say. But ask your local competent Orthodox, halach decisor if you have that situation come up. Okay. So the Gemara continues. The Mishnah had said v'sho'alin v'shloman, and we can say shalom to the goyim. So the Gemara says hachda ichzuke machzikon sholim v'shloman mibayi. We just said that we can be machzik that they're doing malacha and shvius. So of course we can say shalom during the rest of the year. We want them. The whole idea is that they won't be upset at us. They're doing good work. We're going to be machzik them. Of course we can say shalom. So Amar Rav Yehima. So what's the chiddush? Amar Rav Yehima lo nitzchoy el yom edom. We're talking about their holidays. You can't go into the guy's house on his holiday and give shalom because the guy, the Gemara Avodah Zarah, says since the guy sees that you're being mechabin him, he's going to be molded to his Avodah Zarah, and it's going to be a problem. You're going to be machzik him to be molded to his Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara says, right, mitzol b'shuk, but if you find him in the shuk on his yom edov, no singlo suffer rafel b'chol b'rosh. You can say shalom with him in a soft voice and with a bowed head. That's what the Mishnah is telling us, that even on yom edom in the shuk, if you see them, you can say shalom. Now it's the case regarding saying shalom to your friend. Rav Huna Rav Chizda v'yasve, they were sitting chazil v'cholav gneva. The guy chachamim gneva who came across, I think on Dav Zayin, gneva comes across. And Amar Lechad Lechavri, so one Rav Huna or Rav Chizda says to the other one, Nekum Kameh, let's stand up in front of him, Dvar Uyunhu, because he's a Ben Torah, let's stand up for him. So Amar Lo, the other one said back to him, Mekameh Pilga'a Nekum, he's a Bamachlokas, because Geneva was Mitzta'ar to Mar Ukva, if we see in Dav Zayin. So Adahachi also Likabai, as they're having this discussion, Geneva gets to them. Amar Lehu, Geneva says to them, Shlama Aleichem Machli, Shlama Aleichem Machli. He doubles the Shalom to them on the introduction, on the first time, not on the way back. So Amar Lehi, they said to him, Minolach the Rabbanan Ikru Malachim. First of all, you call us Malachim. So how do you know that Talmid HaChachamim are called Malachim? Amar Lehu, Diksiv, Bi Malachim Yimlochu. The Pasuk says, the Malachim Yimlochu. And that's the Torah. It's talking about the Talmid HaChachamim. They're called Malachim. So Amar Lehu, Umanali, the Kafuim Shalom Malachim. How do you know that you're supposed to be Kofel Shalom to the Malachim, because you said it twice. Amar Lehu, the Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Minayin Shekoflin Shalom LeMelech. How do you know that you kofel Shalom to a Melech? Because the pasuk says it's in Divrei Yomim. This is when it says V'ruach Lofshes Amasai Rosh HaShalishim, and the continuation of the pasuk is Lecha Daviv Imcha Ben Yishai Shalom Shalom Lecha V'Shalom Lozrecha. It says Shalom Shalom twice when he came to the Melech. So to here they called since they're the Malachim, they have the kingship. He says Shalom twice. And now the Gemara brings the Hemshech of the Maisa.
Amar le lito mar mide. They said to Gnevi, why don't you have something to eat? Amar lehu, he says, wait. Hach amar of Yehuda amarav. Aslo l'odom shitom klum achi itin lachal v'hemto. I can't eat first. I have to feed my behemoths first. Shenei amar of the pasuk says, and asati esev v'sadchal v'mtecha. V'hadav v'rechal t'v'savata. First, you have to give it to your animals. You have to feed your animals, and then only then can you eat yourself. So it's all worked down that from the Sefer HaChassidim, right, HaChadosh, he brings down that you should be mizayir to always have in your house behemos or ovos. Well, l'chol apochos tarnagolos, right? So you can be mekayim this mitzvah of always giving your animals first, right? But some write that the hetter that maybe you shouldn't do that because the opposite, maybe you shouldn't do that because there are issues with the animal. You get to be mizayir with the balachalim. You can't be mitzayir them. There's always issues of tsar. And there's also issues of owning animals that can attack. You have a hezek in your house. Whatever, that's what's brought down. So Hadron Allah Hanizakim. Now we're going to start the sixth parak, which according to our Girsa of Mishnayos and according to Tosfos is really the sixth parak, but there are others, and I think it's in a lot of the Rishonim, they say that that's Rabbeinu Tam, but the Girsa of the Rush and other have the sixth and the seventh parak flipped. They say now comes the Misha Achzu and Ha'omer came afterwards. So let's just do a basic introduction. Again, we're going back to the meat and potatoes of Gittin. We're talking about Shlichus of Gittin now. So there are two types. Well, tomorrow will be a third type. But there are two types of Shlichim at this time. There's the Shlichus Halacha, a Shlich that the husband can appoint to take the get to the woman. And when the woman gets it, that's when she's divorced. It's a shliach l'olacha that the Baal appoints. There's also what's called a shliach l'kabbalah, where the woman appoints the shliach to go to the husband and receive the get on her behalf. And as soon as the shliach accepts the get, then the gittin is chal and she's divorced. So we're talking about those two gittin. Tomorrow we're going to talk about a case of a shliach l'havaa, where the woman sends the shliach to go get the get from the husband and bring it back without it being a shliach l'kabbalah. That's for tomorrow's Magen Shir. So the Mishnah says Ha'omer. Okay, the guy says to the man says, "His kabo get zeli ishti. I'm going to appoint you as a shliach lekabala to accept this get for my wife." Doesn't work. So essentially, he's a shliach lalacha because the husband can't appoint someone to be mekabel the get on behalf of his wife. Why not? Because it's a chov, and you appoint a shliach to accept a present on behalf of somebody. You can't appoint a shliach to accept a chov on behalf of somebody. It's a chov for the woman to get divorced. So therefore, we're going to interpret this as being a shliach lo'alacha. So he says, "Skapo get zeli ishti, or hold it get zeli ishti, or bring this get to my wife. Imro tzalachzer yachzer. So long as the get never reached the woman yet, she's not divorced. So if the husband wants to be chozer and invalidate the shlichos and say, let's stop now, then he can stop it." As the Rashi says, "Yachzer why the get chovula." You can't make a shliach for the chova. So if he wants to, he can be chozer. And that's why when he says his kabel, it's not a lashon of kabbalah, it's a lashon of halacha. But at ha'isha sh'amr his kabel igiti. But the woman says to her shliach, "You should go accept again on my behalf." Im ratzel lachzor lo yachzor. So once the husband gives the get to this shliach kabbalah, then he can't go back. Because as soon as she receives the get, she's divorced. Lefichach, therefore, right? So how does if there's a shliach kabbalah, how does the Baal get around this? Im amar lo habal ef she's kabbalah lo ella holich v'sein lo. He can change the status of the shliach. He can say, "My wife appointed you a shliach kabbalah. I don't want you to be mekabel get. Listen, it's my get. I'm in charge of when and where it can be chal. You're going to bring it to her. The get's not chal until you bring it to her." He switches him into a shliach. She switches the shliach into a shliach la'alacha. So ef she should tiskabel ela holich betein la. Rather, take it and bring it to her. So then imrat zalachzer yachzer. Then if he wants to be chozer, he can be chozer so long as she doesn't receive it, because the whole thing is totally b'dasa megarish. The dasa megarish is it's not the get's not going to be filed until she gets it. He converted him into a shliach la'alacha. Therefore, he can be chozer. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rav Shimon Gamliel says there's another lashon that works for shliach kabbalah. Apa omeris toli giti. Even if she says, you know, pick up to get for me, imrach solach solo yachzer. If the Baal agrees and gives it to the shliach, tol is a lashon kabbalah. So we say here that it's a tzachov hula. Therefore, he can't appoint the shliach kabbalah. So we mentioned this machlokas before. What happens if we know that she really wants to get divorced? She's screaming, "I want to get divorced! I want to get divorced!" So it's a schus for her to get divorced. Can she do that? So we brought down as a machlokas Yerushalmi, and that's the way the Torah passes. And Yerushalmi says that even if she screamed that she wants to get divorced, we say it doesn't work. It's an objective this criteria that it's a chov to be divorced, then we don't accept it. But the Torah brings down the Baal Itter, who says that if the isha's megala daita that she wants to be divorced, then the Baal can be zoka to get a by a shliach, because it switches into a zechus. And the Beis Yosef writes that the Baal Itter is we call it on the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi is the one who says the Tosis worked down previously. The Yerushalmi says that it's a subjective standard. But so it's machlokas between the Baal Itter according to Beis Yosef, it's called on the Yerushalmi. And they bring down that the Itter may have rias from the Baal, but it's machlokas to the Yerushalmi. Anyway, just a little horror there. Okay. So now the Gemara says, we have throughout, oftentimes, machlokas, or the suffix, whether or not holich is kishidami. If I say, take this to my friend, does that mean bizochet on his behalf? Is holich kishchi, or holich lav kishchi? Holich just means bring it. It doesn't mean bizochet. It doesn't mean zochet on my friend's behalf. So, amra le rav acha b'reid rav avila ravashi. Let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if the Baal said, holich get zeli ishti, if he wants to be choser, he can be choser. So let's make a diuk. Taima delo shivsi ihi shaliach lekabala. The whole reason why he can be chozer is because she did not appoint this individual to be a shliach kabbalah on her behalf. So since a baal can't appoint a shliach kabbalah on her behalf, this guy is only a shliach lehalacha. But and that's where he can be chozer. But hashi visi e a shliach kabbalah ratzolach lo yachzer. But if she did appoint this guy a shliach kabbalah, and then he goes, you know, you're a shliach kabbalah. Holich get zeli ishti, so then we would say that he can't be chozer. So shema mina holich kischidami. You see from here that holich is kischi, because this is assuming that the case of a shliach kabbalah, and he says holich, it doesn't uproot the shliach kabbalah. Again, the baal can uproot the shliach kabbalah and turn it to shliach halacha, but by saying holich, it means vizocha on her behalf, which means I'm agreeing for you to be a shliach kabbalah. So you see, holich is kischi dami, because if holich was not kischi, as soon as the baal said holich, he would have switched the shliach into a shliach lehalacha. So therefore, you see, holich is kischi dami. Mar says no. Leolam aim lecha holich lav kischi dami. Really, holich is lav kischi. V'iskabo get liishti itzruchilei. And the holich and not it's that's not the chiddush supposed to be medayik. The diak is supposed to be from the first part where he says hiskabel get zeli ishti, right? Hiskabel is a bad lashon for a husband to say, because he's not allowed to say hiskabel get zeli ishti, because like the Yerushalmi says, it doesn't work. There's no such thing as the baal appointing a shliach kabbalah, right? The salka daita chaminon, you would have thought hoel ubal la bar shavi shliach kabbalahu. Since the baal is not in the parsha of appointing a shliach kabbalah, you would say, maybe you would say, if he says his kabbal gets al ishti, there's no shlichus here at all. So even if the get gets, if the get comes to the isha, you would say it's no good, because the baal used a bad language and there was no minu shlichus here. So kamash malan, the iskabel beholik amar. Kamash malan, when he says the word hiskabel, it's take and give to her. So he becomes a shliach lehalacha. So there's no raya about holik hischi, holik lav hischi. So now the Gemara is going to try again to prove that holich is kischi dami. So Tanan, the Mishnah says, Ha'isha she'amra, right? The woman says, what was the case? So Isha amra iskabel igiti. The woman appoints a shliach kabbalah, right? Ha'isha she'amra iskabel igiti. In ratzalachzor lo yachzor. If the baal wants to be chozer, once he gives it to the shliach, he can't be chozer. My lab loshna akabala, loshna ahalacha. The chora, the words of the Mishnah are talking about the resha, right? That's what the Havamini hears. It's whether the husband said his kabbal gets el ishti, or whether he says holok gets el ishni. In both of these cases, we're talking about the same shliach. In both of these cases, if the woman appointed this person to be makabal to get, she's megureshus immediately when she receives it. Right? So we see holech is kischi. Because if holech was not kischi, rather holech was just to send it, why can't he be choser, right? Why can't he be choser until it gets to her hand? The baal wasn't moser it to her. Again, we'll look at Rashi. He says, "My lav." It's towards the bottom, towards the end of the short lines. My lav atarvayo mili letanel el minakai. This is going on both things in the Mishnah. Lo shna ki amar baal kabbalah velo shna halacha. It doesn't matter whether baal said that you should be makabel to get, or you should be molot to get. Ishivise ihi shliach kabbalah. If she creates this guy to be a shliach kabbalah, immediately, right away, from he can't be chozer. Shema mina holich kischi. because what happened again? She appoints him a shliach kabbalah. He comes. The husband says holich zeh. If holich lav kisvi, by saying holich, he's uprooting the kabbalah, shliach kabbalah. You see that it's not uprooting the shliach kabbalah. You see that it's real. She's still a shliach kabbalah. Holich is kisvi. So Rashi says no, a kabbalah. No, it's not the case. The whole point over here is only talking about where the Baal says Hiskado, where it is a shlu, where no one, it is a Kabbalah. But if the Baal does this holich, if the Baal says holich to the woman shlila Kabbalah, he's uprooting the shlichus la Kabbalah, and therefore it's only shlichus la Olacha, and therefore he would be able to choser. Only if he says v'makabel, if he says the shlichus Kabbalah v'makabel, I mean I'm maskim that this should be, you should be shlichus Kabbalah, then he can't be choser. But if he says no holich, then he uproots it. So you see that maybe holich is lav kisri dami. So Gemara says try to prove from the sefer that holich is kisri dami. So Tashma lefichach im amar lo habal e f shishet kabel lo el holich v'tein lo im rotsa lachsol yachsar. If the husband says no, I don't want you to be a shliach kabbalah. I want you to take it and give it to her. If he wants to be choser, he can choser. So taima the amar e f shi. The only reason is because he says I don't want you. He v'feirish uproots the shliach kabbalah. Ha lo amar e f shi. But if he isn't mefarish that he doesn't want this, im rotzel yachsor lo yachsor. If he wants to be choser, he can't be choser. So what happens? It take out the ef shishis kabel, but he just says holich. So holich. So if he wants the diak is if he just says holich, he wants to be choser, he can't be choser. Right? Mashma. Let's do it again. The reason why he can be chozer is because he says efshi. But if he says, if he doesn't say efshi and just says holich, it's as if it's kisri. He didn't uproot it yet. He didn't uproot the shliach. The shliach, so he wouldn't be able to chozer. So shemamin holich kisri dami. You should see from here that holich is kisri. Because if it's not, if holich was lav kisri, then I wouldn't need the whole efshi shita kabel, right? As soon as he says holich, it uproots the schus. Holich means take. So you see, holich is lav kisri. So the Gemara says, not. Maybe the word is different. Deal with the halach. Maybe the lashon is not holich gets in the sefer. It's rather it's halach. And there's no machlokas that halach means to take. Halach doesn't mean to be zocha. So there's no raya from the Mishnah whether that holich is kisri dami. So now the Gemara said we learned where the Gemara's assumption is like as follows: that the shliach kabbalah shliach halacha. The Gemara says it's pashut that a man can appoint a shliach l'holacha, because the man is the one who can be molech to get to his wife. Right? But can he appoint a woman to be a shliach l'holacha? And the other way around also, it's partially that a woman can be a shliach l'kabbalah, because she's betoras, be mekabla get. But can you appoint a woman to be a shliach l'holacha, because usually a woman doesn't give the get. So Gemara says, pshita ish havi shliach l'holacha. It's partially that a man can be a shliach l'holacha, shekein ba'al molech get l'ishto, because just like a husband can be molech to get to his wife, so too, the shliach, who's a man, can be molech to get to the wife. He's in the parsha, right? The whole thing is that the whole reason why an eved is possible by gittin because he's not betoras gittin v'kedushin. We're trying. So the Rav Kiva Eger explains that the suffolk here is how much in the parsha do you have to be a shliach? Do you have to be mamish, the exact item that's being done by shliachos? Does it have to be you have to have the ability to do that? Or stam, generally, you're in the parsha of gittin. You're in the parsha of shliachos and gittin. That's the seems to be the suffolk of the Gemara. Right, so he says, "Pshitosh iish havi shliach olacha shekein baal molech eli ishto," and also "isha havi shliach kabbalah." Why shekein isha mekabelas gita miyad baila? Like we said, because the woman usually can accept the get on behalf of herself from her husband, so she can accept the get on behalf of somebody else. So, but the question is, but ish lekabbalah, ish lolacha mai? What's the halacha? Can a man be a shliach lekabbalah, and can a woman be shliach lolacha? Are they considered enough in the parsha of getting to for this specific actions? So the Gemara says, let's look at our Mishnah. Tashma, the Mishnah says, Ha'omer hiskabo get zeli ishti, oholik get zeli ishti, im rotsa lachsor yachsor. Right? If he wants to be choser, he can choser. And ha'isha she'omra hiskabo giti, im rotsa lachsor lo yachsor. So my life b'hachat shliach, maybe both of the bavos and the Mishnah are talking about one shliach. The Baal says, holech or hiskabel, the shliach lo lacha, and Isha already said to this shliach, be miskabel to get. So you see, Ushma mina kosher lekabbalah, kosher halacha. If it's the same, the woman says, be miskabel to get, and the Baal says, no, you be halacha to get. Talk about the same person. you're talking about the same person, then you see that the same person who's kosher, Shlich Kabbalah, is kosher Shlich Halacha. And that would answer the question. So Gemara says, no, lo b'shnei shluchim. It's not murchut to say it's the same person. Maybe you're talking really where the woman who pointed to Shlich Kabbalah, and the man says, no, you know what? I don't want that to be the Kabbalah. I point you as to be the Shlich Halacha. There's no raya. So the Gemara says, okay, let's look at the Sefer. Tashma l'fichach im amar lo habal. If the Baal says to the woman shliach, I don't want you to be shliach kabbalah. El holch v'teinla. Rather, I want you to be shliach halacha im ratzel lachzor yachzor. V'ahacha dechad shliachu. Here, it's clearly one shliach. He says to her shliach, efshi right shliach kabbalah. I don't want you to accept on her behalf. So you see, shma mina kashal kabbalah kashal halacha. You see that it's both ways. So Gemara says, oh no, pashim mina ish havi shliach kabbalah. Right, maybe we could say that it only applies if it's a man. A man can be a shliach kabbalah. Shekein av mekabel get libito ketana. Because if the father, in the case of a ketana, the father can accept the get on behalf of his daughter. So to bring that, he accepts the get not as one who's being megureshes. He's accepting the get as he's being megureshes. It's not such a clear raya. But he says shekein av mekabel get libito ketana. So we see he's in the parsha of being mekabel get. But isha lalacha diboy lachmai. What about isha lalacha? Is she really in this parsha being molich get? So Gemara says Amar of Mari Tashma Afa Nashim She'ein Nemanos Lomer Meizbala. Even the women who aren't believed to tell somebody that her husband died, Nemanos Lahavi Et Gita. They're allowed to bring the get. V'hasam halachi Shliach lalacha. See, women are allowed to bring Shliach lalacha. And there's another raya Amar of Ashi Misefa Nami Shamilet. From the Sefa of that Mishnah, we can also prove it. The Katani Besefa there Haisha Atzma Viyaz Gita. The woman herself can bring the get from Medina Sayam. V'vachi Hitzri Chalomer Funi Nechta B'Funi Nechtam. We said over there, just saying, and therefore, and it's a woman. So Shema Mina, you can see from there that a woman can also be a Shliach Lalacha. So the Gemara proves that Shliach Lalacha, Shliach Kabbalah, can be either a man or a woman. Have a good day.